Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for the Thankful Friday devotion, and I hope that you are doing well today. I look forward to our devotion today, and as I record this, it's raining, and of course, being from the time that I spent in Texas and being from there, we're very thankful for the rain there, and even though it comes a lot more often here than it did in Texas, I'm still extremely grateful for the rain. So I want to consider four areas in the Bible where rain is mentioned and the lessons that it teaches us and that we ought to be thankful for it. We'll give four examples of rain in the Bible. One of them is in and of itself not necessarily great, but it does lead to something great. And so the first mention of rain in the scripture of as far as it actually raining would be, of course, Noah, the account of Noah in the ark, and so where God, of course, we know the story where God tells Noah that because of how wicked the earth is, that he's going to flood the entire earth and destroy everybody except for those eight folks, Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. And so this is the first instance of rain, and this is obviously not a good example of rain, and we understand that the rain was a sign of judgment in this case. Number one is a sign of judgment, but we do understand this, that when the rain was over, that God did send a rainbow, that though the symbol has been hijacked, it was meant as a symbol of God's promise. That it would be that God would not destroy the earth in this fashion ever again, and so we're certainly thankful that and it would lead us then to consider that God is a perfect God who is not only loving but is also just, and he is perfectly balanced in that, and so we ought to be thankful for that character aspect of God, that characteristic whereby God deals perfectly with his people and with the people of earth. And so we see that, number one, rain is a sign of judgment in the scripture. We also see that rain is a sign of renewal. It's a sign of renewal. Psalm chapter number 68, it gives a somewhat of a vague though long history of the people of Israel. And so in verse number 7, 8, and 9, we find that David writes this. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. And verse number 9 says this, Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary, when it was weary. And so we see this, what David is talking about here is that that rain was a sign of renewal. It was a sign of renewal that as the people of Israel became weary in the wilderness, and as they traveled on for years and years and for years longer than what they originally should have, though it was by their own complaining and thus the punishment that they had to endure. But they got weary in the wilderness, and some folks think that this rain could be figurative, and it even says there in the book of Exodus that the Lord rained down manna from heaven, and so he uses that as a figurative language. But either way, whether it's through the renewal of manna or through a literal rain in the wilderness, we find that it was a sign of renewal for God's people. That as God's people looked and as they saw the rain or they saw the manna, that they knew that God was not only with them, but that God would provide for them. And so this is certainly a wonderful blessing that as we see rain, as we receive rain, we understand that it renews the earth, and it is a sign of renewal that God is not only with us, but he is able to provide for us in a great way. And so rain is a sign of judgment. It's a sign of renewal. It's also a sign of blessing. Think about Deuteronomy chapter 11, that God said that to the people of Israel, that as they went into the promised land, I'm going to turn over there because he mentioned something specific here, Deuteronomy in chapter number 11. Pardon me. Deuteronomy chapter number 11. And verse number 10, "For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil, and thy, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full." And so, as Israel was about to go into the promised land, Moses, by the word of the Lord, tells the people of Israel that as they go in to the land, that they had a responsibility to continue to love the Lord and to serve him with all their hearts. And it wouldn't be like the land of Egypt, he says there in verse number 10, where they would have to build canals, and they would have to water all of their grass and all of their herbs and all their plants and vegetables. They would have to manually provide water for themselves as they were in the land of Egypt through maybe buckets. They would have to carry a bucket, which would have been pretty hard to fashion in those times, or whether it be a bucket, or whether they built a canal in the ground. It says that they would water it with their foot. That's what that means, that they would press the ground down and create a sort of a channel so that the water could come from the Nile and feed their plants and things. But this new land, this land of Canaan that they were about to go into, would not be like that. They would have to rely upon the Lord to send rain, not from the ground or from a river, but from heaven. And so the Lord makes them a promise that as they continue to obey, as they love the Lord their God, and as they serve him with all their heart, with all their soul, that then he would send rain. And so we see that not only is rain a sign of judgment and a sign of renewal, but it's also a sign of blessing, a blessing that's based on their love and of their service to God. And so we see that rain is also, lastly, a sign of power. It's a sign of the power of God. 1 Samuel in chapter number 12. We find a story here where Israel had been ungrateful to the Lord, and the prophet Samuel here, he comes and he confronts the people of Israel, and he says here in verse number 16, "Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that he may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day." And it says this, "And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel." And so we see that through this sign of rain that Samuel prays for, and as God delivers it, that the people recognized that God was powerful. And though they still were ungrateful that God was their king, and that they did not have a king as the other nations that were around them, it still says here that they feared the Lord because of his power, because of the power that he showed. And so even as we think about the rain and as it comes, there's nobody else that could provide such a natural phenomenon the way that God does through rain. There's nobody else that could produce rain to the scale that God produces it. And so we ought to be very thankful that for this sign of power of rain. And so I hope that these thoughts are a blessing to you today as we consider the rain, as we consider it of being a sign of judgment, a sign of renewal, a sign of blessing, and a sign of power. And I hope that it causes you not to be ungrateful for the rain, but that it would cause you to be thankful for the wonderful power of God and the wonderful renewal that he brings, and the wonderful blessing that the rain is. God bless you. I hope that you have a great day and a great weekend, and we hope to see you on Sunday.